Hi, this is Pastor Timothy Apple of Faith Lutheran Church in Godfrey, Illinois, host of Sharper Iron here on KFUO. Thanks for being a regular podcast listener of the program. We are starting a new series on Sharper Iron titled Letters from Prison. Jesus never kept the reality of suffering as a part of the Christian life a secret from his disciples. He was very clear that just as he was persecuted, so all who follow him would be treated the same way. Jesus says in Luke 9, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." The Apostle Paul was no stranger to that reality. The Lord Jesus turned the life of Paul upside down on the road to Damascus. The man who once had spared no expense in persecuting Jesus now became the one who spared no expense proclaiming Jesus. In that faithful proclamation, Paul suffered just as Jesus had said he would. For Paul, that suffering included time in prison. Now, in the Roman world, prison was no walk in the park, to say the least. Yet even those dire circumstances could not take away Paul's hope. Even the chains that bound the apostle could not bind the word of God. Paul continued his ministry even in prison, writing letters to congregations and to individuals in order to proclaim the gospel to them. This series, we'll take a look at three of those letters: Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. From reading these epistles, we will be encouraged to endure persecution for the sake of the gospel in our Christian lives today. Even as we suffer today for the sake of Christ, our joy is just as strong as Paul's. Join us for the next 4 weeks to study three of Paul's letters from prison, and with him to rejoice in the Lord always, and even again to rejoice in Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, and ascended for you.